With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
This Lent, we follow Jesus as he faces evil in the hours before his death. What is evil? Who is doing evil against Jesus during Passion Week? What are ways in which we are complicit in evil? Do we take evil seriously? As we experience evil in our own lives, discover how Jesus stands in the face of evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, who delivers us from all evil. Lord Jesus, you suffered evil at the hands of the religious establishment. Priests accuse you of blasphemy. In their trial against you, they called the Good Shepherd evil. Forgive your people when we call evil good and good evil. We are sheep easily led astray. Renew us to be your people, clean and holy. Amen. Our reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 2. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Our meditation today is entitled Out of the Group and was written by Anna Jacob. Being friends in middle school was not an easy task, especially amongst groups of young girls. Cliques would form and girls would look for opportunities to keep their place among the group. Very often, one girl was singled out and then no longer allowed to hang out or associate with the other girls. This did not always happen during school hours or in front of others. Instead, it could occur during a girls-only party, a sleepover, a private conversation, typically with your closest friends from that group. I would know because I've been that girl. But I've also been the girl trying to keep quiet and keep her place. And sadly, I have been the girl that has wanted someone out of the group as well. It may only take one person to start the process, choosing the individual to be kicked out. Soon, the majority joins the leader. A few may disagree, but their silence is not loud enough to drown out the opinion of others. The decision is made. This girl must go. It does not matter the reason. The situation seems cruel. And as I reflect on it now, these actions were evil. From our text this week, we're looking at Luke 22. In verse 2, we read that the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus. Here's a group, the Jewish leaders, wanting Jesus kicked out. They just needed to find a way. And then we read that Judas agrees to help, and in verse 6, he conceded and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them where no crowd was present. This betrayal, however, was not a small slight. They wanted Jesus kicked out of the group permanently. This was a plot to kill. Yet God in his mercy took this evil and turned it into the ultimate good. He sent Jesus to atone for all, even those of us who have done evil to others. God spoke up for us on that cross. We are in his group. We cannot be kicked out. We pray. Dear God, thank you for allowing me to remain in your group. You look past my faults and choose to keep me. Help me today to better serve those that I see as outside of my own group. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. In the face of evil, may the God of faithfulness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Jesus Christ. Amen.